Welcome to Kentucky State Fair on the Air. Our coverage today brought to you by presenting sponsor Farm Credit Mid-America, also Raider Auction Company, Trigg County Farm Bureau, H&R AgriPower, and by Wildcat Chevrolet. We'll have a report from the Kentucky State Fair coming up in just a moment.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Kentucky State Fair on the Air. We're visiting with Scott Albee with the Kentucky Historical Society. It's actually Executive Director. And Scott, good morning to you. Welcome to the Kentucky State Fair.
Thanks, Alan. It's been fun getting to experience the energy and vibe of the Kentucky State Fair. I've been coming here for 30-something years and just really enjoyed the chance to get back here and share a little bit about Kentucky history. We've been catching up little bit before now of just getting to see somehow how we highlight the Kentucky history here at the Kentucky State Fair.
Talk about what you guys do at the Kentucky State Fair. What are you doing to preserve history here at the fair?
At the fair, for this year, if you all haven't heard about it, America has a significant birthday coming up in July 4th, 2026. As we're looking back at the birth of the nation with the Declaration of Independence, and I think it's a great piece for us to not only talk about this development of the democracy and this quest for liberty and freedom, and how that plays out in Kentucky, but how has it played out over the last 250 years? So Kentucky's very fortunate as part of this, as a colony or as a county of Virginia. We have Harrodsburg and Boonesboro and Lexington, all who have celebrated their 250th anniversary. But then this gives us a chance also within the next year to kind of start talking about how those democratic principles and things have played out across the Kentucky. So this year at the Kentucky State Fair, we have some displays about those early settlements of Harrodsburg, Boonesboro, and Lexington, as well as talking about Boone's trip through the Cumberland Gap, and encourage people to also think about people coming down through what was Limestone, Maysville area, to come in and start settling and encountering other indigenous people that were also in the area.
And a vital role you guys play in preserving Kentucky history. We were just talking with Representative Myron Dawson about the historical markers. I mean, that's a big thing, and you guys really put a big emphasis on that.
We have 2,600 of those markers around there, and I don't know that I can go anywhere, Alan, without us having to talk about the marker program, which is a great thing, right? It's an opportunity for us to draw attention. I think Kentucky is a wonderful place in that history is on the landscape, but we need a little prompt or something like to just take a pause and kind of see where that history is, and the marker program gives us an opportunity to do that. And so again, we have 2,600 of them around there, and everybody locally is passionate about their history and they love to talk about it. And so the program is a good way for us to highlight that local history.
Something we've had a chance to be a part of the last several years, and we did not make it up, unfortunately, this year, Scott, but we've been a part of the Kentucky History Awards, a great way to celebrate Kentucky's history and those who are having an impact on it.
Same thing. I'm very fortunate that we operate three museums there in Frankfort, the Old State Capitol, the Kentucky Military History Museum, and the Thomas C. Clark Center for Kentucky History. So we're a fairly significant museum size, but there are some 300 historical organizations around the Commonwealth.
Nice.
So I encourage people to get out and do that. And the History Awards allows us to also elevate and raise recognition of all the good work, from the paid staff to the all-volunteer, passionate local historian. History Awards gives us a chance to recognize the work that those folks do and how they help us to elevate the history of the Commonwealth.
I think it's so vital because, the museum, what you operate on there in Frankfort, do such a great job preserving Kentucky's history. And if people have never been through the Old State Capitol or never been through the Kentucky History Center, they need to come take a look at that.
Yeah, we would love to have you. It's, the Old State Capitol, actually, and I forget what year we're coming up on, in 2030 will be its bicentennial. So it's built in 1830, or starts building in 1827, but in 1830 it's, and so to think about the history of Kentucky, we're talking about the 250th, this is a place where, they're debating the 1899 Constitution, to where they're talking about rights and liberties, as the Commonwealth expands and grows and more people are coming into the state, and how are they going to manage that? in that building. So I'm a big fan of the power of place. And so to be able to stand in that building where these things were debated and decided is a really powerful moment. We'd love to have people come up and visit.
Well, you think about people who stood there at one time. And it's like, wow, I'm standing in the same place that those leaders of Kentucky who helped make this state what it is today and originally stood here at one time, you know?
Yeah, and with the Capitol closing for its renovations, I mean, it's a great, you know, historic preservation moment. You know, the building itself is over 100 years old.
Right.
And so it needs some tender, loving care as well. But to know the power and the gravitas of those as these icons of our Kentucky democracy is a big piece. So we'll love to have you in Frankfort. The History Center, also another great opportunity to tour through our exhibits and in our research library. A lot of folks that don't realize that we have this significant research library where researchers from across the globe come to look at, again, that element of where Kentucky was this place where people are moving through and moving on to. So we have genealogists coming back from Western states. The sayings that somebody gave me the other day was that that Kentucky is the daughter of the East, but the mother of the West. And so to be able to have people come back to our place to help do that research. And again, it's a great place even for genealogists of understanding who we are as Kentuckians on the individual level.
Thank you so much. So good. You guys are partnering with a lot of efforts across the state. You mentioned Alyssa Keller in Christian County, some things going on there, but you guys do partnerships all across the state like that.
We do. I was telling some folks earlier, I said one of my best parts of my job is I get all these people who want to come talk to us about their Kentucky history. The hardest part of my job is I have all these people who come to us wanting to talk about Kentucky history.
Right.
And so we're very fortunate to be able to partner with a lot of the state agencies that are here at the fair today. A lot of folks that you'll see set up at the state fair at the different county booths and things like that. We get to work with a lot of them from both heritage tourism, historic preservation. I have had a conversation earlier about cemetery preservation.
Right.
So we get to partner with quite a few different folks. Some of the folks down there in the Hopkinsville, Murray, Paducah area, Madisonville.
Sure.
So we have a lot of good friends down in the western part of the state, too.
Absolutely. You talk about the 250th birthday celebration coming up next year. How can Kentuckians be a part of the celebration and be a part of what's going to happen next year?
Sure. Well, first you can come to the KHS website, history.ky.gov. And we have a link just for the America 250 in Kentucky.
Okay.
A lot of the events and activities are going on. So I'll push people really hard. Look to your local community folks. We have several folks who are forming commissions or work groups or what have you to do not just a big celebration on July 4th, but where's this opportunity to help us engage with the education community, so helping the teachers develop resources for classroom use, to also plan some events in celebration, but then also to do some opportunities for education, again, looking at what those founding principles were and how that has happened both locally, statewide, and then, of course, nationally.
Absolutely. Scott, we appreciate it. You got a great staff member working with us. It has a nice working with you. It has a nice connection to us. Karen Marlowe.
Go. Karen would have been very disappointed if she didn't get a call out while we were here with you all today.
Yeah, her son, Ed, works with us, has been a reporter with us for several years now at the radio station, and thank the world to Karen. When we come up to the Kentucky History Day, Karen takes care of us.
Karen definitely takes care of her. Her and I share that. My daughter's also in journalism, so we get to swap stories about what our kids are doing.
Sure. And you mentioned Jennifer Brown, too. A vital part of preserving history. Jennifer's played a big role in your board over the years.
Jennifer and the Hoptown Chronicles and Jennifer's role in helping with, again, that where journalism and media tie into history. Jennifer's been a great advocate for the, not just the Kentucky Historical Society, but for Kentucky history and also for the Hoptown area.
Okay. Right. So you guys are located in South Wing, right?
We're in South Wing, South Wing B. I got turned around on my way over here, so I couldn't guide you there, but I know it when I walk back.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we need to come by and see you during the state fair, right?
Yeah, definitely. We have three displays up right now about the 250th, and also would encourage you. Heather French Henry always does a really great job with her Kentucky military history pieces. We were talking right before we came on air about what we would look for next year's state fair exhibition.
Nice.
So we've already started planning.
Can't wait to see it. Scott Dalby, favorite fair food. What do you have to have while you're here?
Oh, my goodness. I think I was warned that this was going to come. you know, I told you earlier, I grew up in Evansville, Indiana, so the whole Westside Fall Festival stuff that they do up there is hard to match, but I'm a big fan of the Kentucky Aquaculture booth and like to go get me a good trout, fried catfish. But then also, I don't have favorites. Man, the pork producers do some great work, the Beef and Cattle Association. So I like to try to hit the Kentucky Proud groups.
Milk and Cookies this year, too, I understand.
Milk and Cookies.
They're going to have Milk and Cookies over there this year.
Well, guess what happens after we're done here.
You can buy a bucket of cookies. Hint, hint, Scott. Take it back to the office and you'll be a hit
Take it back to the office. Unfortunately, I'm going to be here a couple times this year doing some stuff, so I'll get to hit the whole circuit.
Scott Albee, Executive Director of the Kentucky Historical Society, thank you for all you could do to preserve our Kentucky history. It's rich history here. Appreciate your work and the folks that work with you every day.
No, thanks, Alan. Thanks for having me on the air.
Reporting from the Kentucky State Fair on the air, I'm Alan Watts.